How much do you pay attention to all the off-season things, their draft, that, all that kind of stuff?
A little bit. You know, I think I watched the combine this year, probably the first time I watched it in like 4 or 5 years. You know, it's exciting, you know, and, you know, we have a lot of change going in next year. We're all excited about next year. So I paid attention to it a little bit.
Was there anybody at the combine that stood out to you?
There's a couple guys. There was some big guys out there that were moving very fast. D-tackle, I can't remember his name, and it was a offensive tackle from Auburn. Guys were out there moving. You know,
What are your memories of that time for you?
It was a great time. The combine was hectic. It was nerve-wracking, but I performed pretty well, and it helped me out. It was a huge boost for me heading into the draft.
Dwayne, you feel like you look at this year a little bit more than different years because you guys have the number one pick, you're paying more attention since you're the number one pick?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot that's been talked about. You know, I have so many people that ask me about it and they think I have the inside scoop on what's going to happen, but I don't. But it's exciting to see what will happen. You know, we have a lot of change heading into this year, you know, with the number one pick, new coaching staff, you know, a lot of change has been made, you know, so it's an exciting time, you know, where we're all looking to turn this thing around and get it going in the right direction.
How would it be for you as somebody who's been with this team for a while and kind of seen the changes to start over with a quarterback, whether it's a young guy or somebody who maybe comes in to fill that role a couple years?
Whoever's back there, you know, I'll do everything I can as a veteran, you know, and as a left tackle to protect him and to encourage him. You know, whether it's a young guy, a veteran, whoever's back there, we'll embrace him and help motivate him as best as we can.
How much do you feel for the quarterbacks that are there now? All the conversation, bringing a guy in or whatever, and of course they're still here.
I'm sure it's difficult. You know, I see some of those guys on different occasions. But they're all competitors, and they're all passionate about their job. So they're working right now. You know, I know they're all working right now. They hear the talks, and I'm sure they're ready to come in and compete. So we'll see what happens.
How are you guys working differently? Because I imagine there's a difference with this new staff in place.
What do you mean, right now?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been the same. You know, some guys are around the stadium, around the facility working out. Some guys are going off on their own, you know, whether it's around the city or in other states to work out. You know, we're just trying to prepare for April 7th when we come in and start together the team.
I know that there's limited what you guys can do with a new CBA and all, but how much interaction have you had with the coaches, your position coach, head coach, that kind of thing?
We've got a chance to get to know each other a little bit. You know, I've met with Coach O'Brien, I've met with Coach Dunn. You know, and just got a chance to understand their philosophy. They got a chance to understand who I am as a person. They've got a chance to see me as a player on film. So we're all excited to get this thing going.
So many people assume Matt Schaub won't be back, but there's obviously a chance he could be, and you know, who knows how it works out. What are your thoughts about maybe getting, you know, Matt sticking around and almost getting a fresh start with him under Bill O'Brien?
I'd like to have Matt around. You know, that's been my guy since day one here. You know, Matt's a great guy. He's a great quarterback. You know, a lot of people say what they want to say about him, but I know he's a competitor, you know, and I would like to have him around. I'm sure he would like to be here as well, but, you know, you never know. So we'll see what happens.
How do you look at your last season and going into this next year and what you did, what you didn't do, that sort of stuff?
I thought I played okay. You know, I set the bar for myself pretty high, and, you know, I don't quite think I played up to my potential last year, but you know, I'm excited. I'm excited for this year. You know, I've been working my tail off already. I'm trying to make this the best offseason of my career. I want to make next year the best season of my career. You know, we're all trying to do our part to have a successful year next year. And, you know, so I'm doing what I can.
Are you doing the same workout routine and everything? Or have you altered things, changed things a little?
Except I'm eating more.
Eating more?
Yeah, I lost a lot of weight last year, and I'm off that, so you know, I'm staying pretty big these days.
Is it eating healthy more?
I'm always eating healthy. I always eat healthy, just eating more of it. So,
how much did that affect you losing that weight last year?
I was quicker, I was faster, but you know, on that edge, you have to be able to anchor. You know, and I wasn't able to anchor those first couple of games back. You know, so I think this year I'll be a lot stronger than I was, and I'm looking forward to it.
Your O-line's been together for a while now. What are your thoughts about Wade Smith? Of course, he's entering in free agency, and you have no way of knowing what's going to happen.
Wade's a great guy. You know, we've been in many battles together. You know, he's a great friend of mine as well. You know, I'd love to see him back, you know, and I'm sure he would love to be back here. He loves Houston. He's a Texas native, you know, so we would love to have him back. But in this business, you know, you never know. I wish him the best if he's not here, and I know he'll perform.
What is it Jake Matthews was talking about? Covering, and this is a hypothetical, Dwayne, being an offensive lineman for somebody that runs all over the place like Johnny Manziel, What's it like being off? Have you been an offensive lineman when a guy likes to run around and scramble a lot? And what's that like in your role if a quarterback is, I guess, has that style of play?
It can help you at times. You know, if you happen to get beat, you know, one of those rare occasions. He's elusive, and you know, the guy has to still make the tackle once he gets past you. And the same thing, you know, you don't quite know where he'll be when you're blocking. You know, so you know. Being able to run around is great, as long as you know the set point where he'll be. You know where you want to set up shop to block your guy. So you know it can be a plus, but at the same time you have to be able to be smart about it when you're back there.